Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things calm and confident. Ever feel like you're juggling a million emotions at once? Like you're surrounded by chaos and can barely keep your head above water? Yeah, we've all been there. Life throws curveballs, relationships get messy, and sometimes our own minds can be the biggest source of stress. But what if I told you that creating a safe space for emotional healing is totally within your reach? No magic wands or guru retreats needed, just some simple practices that can transform your inner world. Today, we're diving into how to build your very own haven of peace and start tackling those emotions head-on. First things first, let's talk about why this matters. You know that feeling when you try to sweep your emotions under the rug? They just fester and bubble up later, creating bigger messes. Creating a safe space allows you to acknowledge, process, and ultimately release those pent-up feelings. It's like giving yourself permission to feel, without judgment or pressure. Now, let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways to build your emotional fortress. 1. Set boundaries. Think of boundaries as invisible walls that protect your emotional well-being. They tell others, and yourself, what you're comfortable with and what's off-limits. This could mean saying no to commitments that drain you, limiting contact with toxic people, or even setting aside dedicated time for self-care. Remember, boundaries aren't selfish, they're essential. 2. Mindful meditation. It sounds cliche, but trust me, this is a game changer. Even 5 minutes of mindful meditation can help calm your racing thoughts and connect you to the present moment. Just focus on your breath, observe your sensations without judgment, and let go of any worries that creep in. There are tons of great apps and guided meditations online to get you started. 3. Journaling magic. Ever notice how writing things down can make them feel less overwhelming? Grab a notebook and let those emotions flow onto the page. Don't worry about grammar or making sense, just pour it all out. Journaling helps you process your thoughts, identify patterns, and gain clarity on what's really going on. 4. Embrace movement. We're not talking marathon training here, but even a simple walk in nature can do wonders for your mood. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that combat stress and anxiety. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, swimming, or just taking a brisk walk. 5. Self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself, seriously. We all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and have days where we just don't feel our best. Instead of beating yourself up, practice self-compassion. Acknowledge your struggles, offer yourself understanding and support, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Think about a time when you were really overwhelmed by stress or anxiety. Maybe it was a big deadline at work, a tough breakup, or even just a busy day that felt like it never ended. How did you cope? Chances are, some of these strategies might have subconsciously come into play. You might have reached out to a trusted friend for support, taken a break to go for a walk, or simply journaled about your feelings. Now, imagine consciously choosing these practices as part of your daily routine. Imagine building that safe space within yourself where you can always turn to when things get tough. That's the power we have. We can choose to cultivate calmness and confidence, even in the midst of chaos. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself day after day. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could use a little extra emotional support. Leave a review letting us know what resonated with you. And join our community on social media where we're all about sharing tips, stories, and encouragement. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.